Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam. Hope you have been well this South African public holiday, Human Rights Day. But let's start with pioneering new research, a clever new treatment for HIV. It's been pioneered by Dutch scientists. Good morning, Adam.
Yeah, I'm always a bit nervous about talking about these things because, of course, it sounds so wonderful, and yet we are months, probably years, away from this actually becoming useful. But what scientists have found is a way of successfully eliminating HIV from HIV-infected cells. They've used this gene editing technology, Nobel Prize-winning gene editing technology. It's a kind of tiny pair of scissors. You cannot buy this in your local pharmacy. Tiny, tiny scissors at a molecular level, which literally cut the DNA so the defined bad bits can be removed or inactivated. I mean, we need to visualize, I suppose. So, yeah, you can see those little scissors cutting the HIV out effectively. So far, HIV medicines stop the virus but don't eliminate it, so they can stop its progression up to a point. The hope is that this could ultimately rid the body entirely of the virus, literally by molecularly cutting the stuff out. Albeit a heap load of work has to be done, as I say. The University of Amsterdam has been developing this in the Netherlands. So at this stage, they say it's proof of concept and will not become a cure for HIV anytime soon. But, wow, that is a good signpost to a better HIV-free world.
That's right. You also have scientists here in South Africa saying that slowly but surely they are making breakthroughs, and hopefully within the next 10, 15 years, there could be a major international breakthrough in finding either a vaccine or even some sort of effective treatment, if not cure. And I say that with an asterisk, of course, for HIV/AIDS. But let's go to Ireland now. The Irish Prime Minister quits, Leo Varadkar. I know that there was a referendum on a constitutional amendment recently that did not go the Prime Minister's way. Is it any relation to him quitting his job?
He didn't say it was. But yes, he hasn't had it entirely his way. But at the same time, Leo Varadkar has overseen some big changes in Ireland in his time. Since 2017. And 7 years as a prime minister or a president is a lengthy old time, isn't it? I mean, essentially, when he came in, Ireland was in austerity. Now it's in relative prosperity. There's almost full employment, not quite. There's always a bit of unemployment. But he's established LGBT and abortion rights in Ireland. In the Republic of Ireland, it was never thought that would happen. Same-sex marriage, another one. But he now says it's time to let someone else have a go. Bearing in mind, Leo Varadkar was the youngest prime minister in Irish history when he came in. I mean, he's only 45 now. So a world leader young enough to be most world leaders' son or grandson. He's pretty young in comparison with most. Would that other presidents and prime ministers had the same sort of humility that he now says, that's it from me. I've done as much as I feel I can do. Somebody else needs to have a go now. There aren't that many world leaders who will give up the mantle that easily.
Yeah, remind me of this of the referendum on the constitutional development amendment. It was to modernize the language in the Irish constitution, modernizing the language on gender roles in the home. I paraphrase here, but the wording was sort of like, man's work is out in the field and in business and in work. A woman's role is in the home raising children. And there was the proposal, let's change that language. And the Irish electorate says, no, we actually would like to keep it the way it is.
Yeah, you've got, excuse me, you've got more detail in your head than I have, because I just remember that it was about modernization. And that, I mean, there are some things you can modernize and some things that people really cling on to. And it's weird, isn't it, that Ireland can modernize in all sorts of ways, abortion, same sex, the rights of LGBT communities, etc. But when it comes to how you enshrine certain things, how you talk about certain things, that seemed to be the issue. I confess, I don't remember the detail.
And then the world's most polluted places, a dirty sooty finger points to India.
Yeah. Now, Delhi has just been named the most polluted capital city in the world. For those who've experienced the smog and the fog and the smutty, smirchy services that you get, not a surprise necessarily. This is from IQ Air, which is a Swiss-based air quality monitoring group. They look at 30,000 air quality monitoring stations around the world in 134 countries, yours and mine included. And Delhi has come out as the worst, ahead of the likes of Dhaka, Karachi and Mumbai. So if you were looking at a map, you go, well, they're all in the same region. I'm afraid the Indian subcontinent does not fare well when it comes to air pollution. Our neighbours Pakistan and Bangladesh are ranked second and third. India is the worst overall as a country, often 15 times over the United Nations World Health Organization health maximum for particulates in the air. Unsurprisingly, the places with the cleanest air include Australia, New Zealand, Iceland and Finland, because they all have relatively lots of space compared to the size of the population. It does, and also, windy weather helps. I mean, the UK is quite polluted, but we're very windy, so that helps blow stuff away. Whereas, for instance, in South Korea, the wind blows from China. They tend to get Chinese pollution, albeit China itself has improved air quality. So has Chile, and named in the report, South Africa's overall air quality is held up as an example, having improved by 15% in 2 years. If you're sat behind somebody with an exhaust in your face right now, you might not be thinking that, but overall air quality in South Africa has improved. So some places, it's not a fait accompli that once you've got pollution, that's it. There's stuff to do. You can do stuff about it. And I guess that's one of the things to underline here is that Delhi is not stuck with this tag. It can change.
And we have this little help called the southeasterly wind, also known as the Cape Doctor, that helps us with our...
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Adam Gilchrist. All the best. I'll chat to you tomorrow with the Worldview on Friday.